But you know, all this time, I thought, you know, someday I'm going to grow up and I'm going to get married. And I want a girl that nobody else messed around with too much. And I want somebody that's a pretty good partner that we can kind of enjoy each other the rest of our life. So I didn't go in for some of these things that these other boys did. And I never did get too intimate with girls. I'd take them out and we'd go to a show or go out and get some ice cream. Or I used to have what they call, I'd go call on this girl. I said, you like to go for a wet spin. That's when it rained real hard. Some reason or other, we'd like to ride around, have it raining, the windshield wiper going and all that stuff, you know. And it don't sound like fun to people anymore, but we had fun doing it. And we'd do a little bit of kissing once in a while, hug a little bit. And but that's about as far as it ever went. And I kept looking for this right girl all the time. And my sister figured up one time that I went with 200 different girls. Now, I don't mean I went steady with 200 girls. I just mean I'd maybe take them home for something, you know, from somewhere. We'd go out right around Sunday afternoon and take some pictures or something like that. And by this time, I had this 1933 Chevrolet two-door. It was black. It had cream wheels, kind of yellowish cream wheels. And it had a side mounting on the side with a tire and a spare wheel there and a chrome hubcap and a chrome hole down on it. Had a trunk rack on the back with jewels. And back in 1934, it had a heater in it and it had a radio. And it was really up to date, and for that day and age, this and so the girls, they kind of seem like they kind of like ride in it, you know. They go, you know, the way with the other people, you know. See, boy, we're riding this black 1933 Chevrolet two door. I polished that thing every week. I finally rubbed the paint clear through to the foundation coat. You know, that thing had bar wheels, and you know, I used to go down the road to this girl that she kind of lived on a dusty country road. I'd stop and dust them spokes off before I went up, so it'd sparkle real good. But I never did just get real serious with these girls, but my dad, he kept complaining. He said, you know, son, he said, I give you money to live on and save up and buy a farm. And he said, all you do, you spend it on cars and gasoline and girls. He said, that's all you ever do with that money. He said, I give you $10 a month, and you don't never have any left over at the end of the month. He said, to put on a farm, you don't save nothing. I thought about that a while, and I said, yeah, I guess that's right. I ain't saving nothing to buy no farm. I said, I guess it is, the cars and the girls and that fuel man. So I just didn't go with girls no more.